It's a blessing to be able to have you join us wherever you join us from, whether in the country or out of the country. We're thanking God for you. My prayer is that you and your family are safe, covered by the blood of Jesus, believing God for miracles, that your expectation is from him, knowing, believing, and trusting that all things are well. We are grateful unto God for his goodness. We're grateful unto God for his mercy. We're grateful unto God for his kindness, his protection, his guidance, and most of all, his power and his wisdom. Thankful to God that we have the right, and Jesus has given us the authority to be able to decree and declare the power of his name, and I'm grateful for that. I hope that you're being safe. I hope that you're being wise, and we're just grateful unto God. We know that our country, there's so many, hour by hour, we're dealing and getting prayer requests. I'm getting prayer requests by the hour of people going through situations in their life and with their family. And we just want you to be able to know this, that God does all things well, and we're thankful unto him for what he's going to do and what he's already done. I want to be able to share with you tonight for a few moments, and then, of course, we're going to pray with you and pray for you as we touch and agree and believe God for the miraculous, the unthinkable, and believe him that there's nothing that's impossible with him. I was thinking today about the fabric of our country, about the state of our nation, about the state of our world. And when I think about all the things that we're dealing with and all the things that we appear to be going through, one of the things that I know, that God has never, ever lost control. I want to deal with something that I've talked about it frequently. Of course, this month, we're decreeing this month as the month of embracing God's peace. We need the peace of God. And in order for us to get the peace of God, we must be able to deal with this subject tonight. I've been trying to get away from it, but I just can't right now, because I believe that it is absolutely necessary to be able to have this transpire in our life. I want to read Proverbs 4 and 7. I'm going to read Proverbs 4 and 7. I'm going to read Psalms 111 and 10, and then perhaps one other passage of Scripture tonight. Proverbs 4 and 7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding." I'll read it again. "Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. With all thy getting, get understanding." I literally want to read it from two more biblical translations. First one is the New International Version. It says this. Here's how it says it in the New International Version. It says, the beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. Though it costs all you have, get understanding. Powerful. I will also read from the New Living Translation, which is very interesting. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And what else you do, whatever else you do, develop good judgment. I'll read it again. Getting wisdom is the wisest thing you can do. And whatever else you do, develop good judgment. When we think of the word wisdom, and the more I think about it, the more I know I need it. The more I think about wisdom, the more I know that we need it. Wisdom is enlightened understanding of what is true or right. It's usually acquired through long experience as distinguished from a partial or specialized knowledge. Wisdom is the mental process of weighing and judging correct alternatives. Wisdom is the ability to discern right choices, to make wise decisions depending upon relevant knowledge, the ability to discern right decisions and wise decisions depending upon relevant knowledge. I want to share something with you right now. If we're honest with ourselves, if you're honest, and if I'm honest and truthful to who we are, some of the tougher days in life, harder days in life, that I can say that happened in my life is when I rushed beyond wisdom, when I didn't let wisdom process decisions. Wisdom is the ability to discern right choices. I think every one of us on this phone, if you haven't made a wrong choice at some point in your life, I would love to meet you and pray with you, you know, for repentance. I don't know anyone that has not, every decision that they've made has been right or accurate. If that was the case, we wouldn't need the Holy Spirit. Wisdom, according to Psalm 111 and 10, it says, the fear of the Lord, or the respect of God, is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments, his praise endured forever. When I was looking at what I was going to teach tonight we're going to teach wisdom to win. Because right now, where we are in life, we cannot win this battle of life, of survival, of success, of direction, of even protection, unless we use the foundation of wisdom. A lot of times, people don't want to hear wisdom, because many times wisdom is an enemy against our own intelligence. Sometimes wisdom is against our own flesh. Sometimes wisdom is the submission of wise counsel. So many times, and that's why I love our older people. I love seniors. Anyone who knows me know I love seniors. I love our seniors. I love seniors in general. I just think they to be honored and respected. I think because they're still here, they've had to make some choices in life that were right. Not saying that every choice that they made was perfect, but some of the choices that they tell us is because perhaps they learned from the choices within their own life. And I just believe it's crucial to listen to people who have experience in life. You know, so many times I think there's so many people, there's so many young people have lost their lives because they were listening to someone that didn't have experience. Parents might say one thing, but friend says another one. They give more credence to someone that's their same age or younger, or maybe 2 or 3 years apart, as if though they are expert and they don't really know. The truth of the matter is the world system is set up this way. It's set up to believe that if you have a certain level of intelligence educationally, that automatically makes smart doesn't mean wise unless it's being directed by God's wisdom. There are some people that have great book knowledge, but they have bankruptcy when it comes to just common sense of making wise choices. I want to read the scripture to you because right now, I don't know about you, but I have to win. I just have to win at this. My children need to see us win. The kingdom needs to see us win. Life needs to see us win. Life needs to see a people, a remnant, a group that are acknowledging God, that are trusting in God, and not leaning to their own understanding. And in the midst of troubled times, if we don't use wisdom, or if we don't have people come out on top to win, then every time that there is chaos or panic or pandemonium or even pandemic, people are not going to have hope. Do you know right now, you and I are living in a day and time that the world has never seen? Further along in life, we believe, God, that we'll be able to talk about 2020, how this happened and that happened and this happened and that happened. But we were able to make it because of the wisdom of God and the wisdom to win. Let me read this to you. I just want you to take a moment before I read 1 Corinthians 3:19. I just want you to take a moment and say, I have to win. I got to win. And winning is not always money and things and stuff. Winning is coming out better than what you went in. Winning is coming out wiser than you were yesterday. Winning is not measuring yourself by complacency, comparing yourself only to others who are in the same situation you are, and they got $1, you got $2, or they pray 1 hour and you pray 1 hour and 1 minute. No, we got to win. And we're going to win with wisdom. Because, see, it's wise to fear the Lord. It's wise to trust God. It is wise to believe God. And unfortunately, if I can be transparent from my heart, and I will, I'm concerned that some of the things that we're calling faith in the kingdom is not wisdom. What you're afraid of, No. You can't run that on me. Faith is not reckless. Faith cannot be from God without wisdom. Not when he said, wisdom is the principal thing, and out of all thy getting, get an understanding. I know Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Let's use wisdom. He that cometh to God must believe that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Wait a minute. He that believes must come to God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So faith and wisdom has to work together. It's no faith and then no wisdom. The wisdom of faith says, I acknowledge God, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways, wisdom, acknowledge him, wisdom, and he will direct thy path. The wisdom of the text is to go to God for instructions so he can direct you from some of the unforeseen mistakes, errors, pain, and even tragedy. How many people have we seen stories every day? And yes, I'm going to address the pandemic. Every day I went out without a mask, or I went out and did this and I didn't listen. I wish I would have listened. children have gone out and then use masks and social distancing and come back, and now their parents are dead because of this virus. Yes, I'm still here. I wonder how many parents talk to their children about their interaction to where you demand wisdom. Being a good parent is not when you let your child make decisions that affect your house or perhaps your life. No. I'm wiser than that. What if you're the intercessor of the family? Who does the enemy want? What if you're the provider of the family? Who does the enemy want? What if you're the evangelist or the soul winner of the family? Who does the enemy want? And what system or what strategy is the enemy going to use to try to come against you? Now, I got to hit what I'm getting ready to hit real hard, and then I'm going to pray. 1 Corinthians 3:19. For the wisdom, watch this, of this world. Wait a minute. I got to stop right there. So what it tells me is there's a wisdom from God, and then there's a wisdom of the world. The world has it. The world thinks it's slick. The world operates in darkness. It has to. The reason why the world operates in darkness is because it's not being led by God. They're not acknowledging God. They say his name. But the wisdom, the scripture says, for the wisdom of this world. So that lets me know there are more than one types of system. We got people now who think they're wise and smart, telling people to go out, open up the country, open up the state. Just because you got a political position don't make you wise. And we follow behind people. Okay, y'all go ahead. No, y'all stay. Y'all go. Y'all open it up. Y'all do this. Y'all do that. And that's the wisdom of this world, because the wisdom of this world has motive and it operates with darkness. There's another whole agenda in the world. The world cares for itself. It's been proven. The world doesn't care. The world system has its own agenda. I already told you what the world system is. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but to kill, steal, take, and destroy, ruin. That's the world system. The world system says we use you up until there's nothing else to use. Then you have no value. We take away everything from you. We make you believe you're having fun in the world. So you don't want God until something happens to where God is the only one that can deal with you. So many times I see people go out and they go after the things of the world. Where is the world now? The world will use you up and won't even come to your funeral. Oh, y'all don't want me to talk real 100. The world system, or the wisdom of this world, here's what God say I feel about the world system. Is foolishness with God. All we've been seeing is a bunch of foolishness on all levels. I just saw a video of a man, an African-American man, was walking through in Indiana. And some Caucasian men literally tried to lynch him in the woods, and some other people was in the midst of the park and came to his rescue. They already had him pinned against the tree. Wisdom. Well, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. We got men around here, women around here telling us, you know, it's okay. We got people who supposed to be caring about people saying, okay, it's okay. You don't have to wear a mask. I'll tell y'all something right now. Some of these people walking around here talking about you don't have to wear a mask. Guess what kind of mask they're going to have? A lid. You know what that lid going to be? A coffin. See, people don't like you to talk. Don't be speaking. I ain't speaking it over you. You just go out there and don't be wise. You're playing games with winning. Your children need you. God needs you. Oh, no. No, 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 no. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Right now, I'm just hearing something foolish right now. Right here in our local city. And I'm going to say it, and yes, I'm going to say it, and I'm going to mean it. Because I pastor some people that are going to be in jeopardy. We got right now, our educational system, director of education, education going to put out, oh, we will open up school. All school will be open. All school. Now, first of all, let me deal with this. And I'm going to deal with it straight. You mean to tell me you're willing to risk children from being sick without a solution and put them in an environment, in a classroom, to put 30 or 35 children in a classroom who's going to be virtually impossible to create social distancing because some of the classrooms are not big enough to even have social distancing properly? You mean tell me you're willing to jeopardize a school teacher, a principal, whoever else? Okay. You're not caring about the kids. You're caring about your own education. You're caring about your own well-being. And so you got to understand that all of this is based upon funding. Let me tell you something. The wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. I'm so glad that I have a son, you know, he's in college and I'm glad that he's not in middle school, elementary or high school. This is crazy. It's foolishness. There's no way to monitor this. They can leave one day and come back the next day and have been infected. And they think they wise. They think just because they tweet something, they think just because they say something, they're acting like they are the lawgiver. Y'all mark my words and hear me very, very closely. Anytime man start trying to act like God, you're going to have a major problem. I've been saying it. I said it the weekend of Memorial Day. I said it. I meant it. I'm saying it again. I said anytime man tries to control the narrative of a God decision, there's going to be chaos. And the very weekend that they say we're going to open up, the beach is open, this is open, the bar is open, that's open, that's open, that's open, we ended up in a global riot around the world. It was another whole way God came from another whole direction. To show the heart of wicked and evil men that they're evil among you. You worried about the virus. We got evil men and women among us whose hearts are being revealed. And the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. You know what that means? That God's going to deal with all those who think they're smarter and trying to navigate his system. And the thing that I'm concerned about with the church is this. You can't make faith fight against wisdom. Faith doesn't fight with wisdom. Faith works with wisdom. Faith and wisdom have to be in agreement. I'm going to end this. But I'm going to say something else. James 1 and 5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, and we all lack it, we could never get enough of it, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Let you understand this. Proverbs 2 says, and 2 says, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom, apply thy heart to understanding. So it takes me back to the first scripture. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom at whatever cost. It might cost you some friendships. It might cost you some social distancing. It might cost you looking like you're fearful, but really you're not fearful. You're just having faith. I hear sometimes spiritual leaders be going, oh, you got to have faith, and you need to trust God. Being wise and trusting God is supposed to work together. There's no either or. Who is teaching us these things? This doesn't just have nothing to do with faith. Well, if you got that much faith, don't raise no offerings in church. Church done got quiet. If you got that much faith, then why do we lock our doors at night? If you done station angels around your house, then you can leave your door unlocked and your window up. If we got that much faith. No, but it's wise to lock your door. It's wise to shut your window down. It's wise to ride with your seatbelt. Don't make faith controversial. Make wisdom and faith embrace. So God can get the glory because we acknowledge him, because the fear of the Lord, the reverence of God, the honoring him by acknowledging him is the beginning of wisdom. We went in with wisdom because we don't have faith in God. We went in with wisdom because we don't trust him. We went in with wisdom because we're not following what everybody else doing. We're going to win with wisdom because we're going to teach our children what's right. And their emotions are not going to run nobody's house. You can let your child's emotions run your house if you want to. You'll find out that your house is going to end up in chaos. Me and my mom was having a conversation. I'm getting ready to pray with you. And we were talking about a situation. Somebody had a child. Oh, they just going through the terrible twos. I never had a terrible two. Oh, no. It wasn't no terrible twos with Bishop James E. McKnight and Mother Jessie McKnight, which is basically, oh, don't worry about it, girl. They just going through the terrible two. No. It was no such thing. Try the terrible twos. I bet you won the last 2 minutes. Not in that house. We're not going to license behaviors that are not wise. We're not going to let emotions dictate the whole atmosphere of no house. How is a terrible two going to run the house? Terrible two ain't cooking. Terrible two ain't got no job. Terrible two ain't making no money. Terrible two can't even make up their own bed decent. Terrible two can't even really spell their name whole back, knowing all this back and forth. Terrible two. And they're going to change the whole atmosphere. Oh, don't worry about it. They'll grow out of it. They wasn't going to grow out of it.
with us.
Oh, no. The reason why God is letting me talk like this is because the Lord is telling me, you are not wise when you let emotions and spirits take over your house. And now the emotions of children are manipulating and maneuvering parents. To actually, they are really parenting you through their own emotions. Ain't gonna happen with me. You know why? Because I know this. That if they don't listen to their earthly parent, it's going to be more difficult for them to listen to their heavenly Father. Get ready to pray now. Because at the end of the day, we need wisdom to win. We need wisdom to pass on. We need wisdom to win. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. You're an incredible God, and you do incredible things. Thank you for being our keeper. Thank you for being our shield. Thank you for being our buckler. Thank you for being our everything. I'm asking you to heal those, and there are many, who have lost loved ones from this virus, as well as cancer, other sicknesses, and other diseases. God, there were hundreds of lives lost this weekend due to gun violence, multiple shootings in different cities. I ask you, God, to bring peace in the midst of chaos. Somebody right now, it's like they're in the middle of an intersection and don't know which way to turn. Don't have enough energy to go down another wrong road. I pray right now you give them wisdom. And in all our getting, God, we're going to get an understanding of knowing that wisdom is the principal thing. Teach us the difference between wisdom and foolishness, and faith and wisdom must work together. Move. Motives and deceit. Move. Wrong intent. We bind every generational curse. We bind the very spirit of darkness. We speak peace, love, and unity in houses. We come against the rageful spirits of domestic violence and the generational curses of passing on infirmity, sickness, and disease, even in the bloodline. We come against mental disorders. We come against anger, rage, and unforgiveness. We speak by your spirit and by your power. That God, you open up new doors, new avenues, and new levels of favor and peace. Save those that are lost. I come against the very spirit of suicide, the very demonic forces of bondage. We're speaking right now that God, that our greatest days come now. We need your help. We need your guidance. We need your strength. We need your anointing. We need your wisdom. We need wisdom, God. We need wisdom and understanding. Give us the power to make you proud. We come against every satanic plan of deception that the enemy wants us to lose. But we know tonight we win with you. We pray for salvation to those that are lost, to those that are blinded, to those that are hopeless, to those that are depressed, those that are oppressed, those that are lying in hospital beds, those that are lying in hospice, those that are lying behind prisoners' walls, those who have no hope, those who don't even know that they're fighting, oh God, to live. I pray, God, that you send angels around them. I speak favor. I speak increase. I bind the spirit of lack and poverty. We speak peace and victory. And we thank you, God, that it's already done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to tell you, we're reading the book of Mark, and we're also reading the book of Hebrews this month. And I want you to be encouraged in the Lord to know this, that God is in control. We're going to win with wisdom. You're going to win when we get understanding.